Late night?
Claire asked as he climbed aboard Fugitive. Don't ask, Chuck replied. Where are the others?
It's just a threesome today,
she replied.
Where's Harry? Getting some beer from the marina shop. We've probably got time for a quick one.
He looked at her, amazed.
Only joking,
she said, smiling.
I would if I could, though.
He knew she would. That's very flattering, Claire.
I fucking well hope so,
she said sweetly.
Here comes Harry.
Chuck took the paper bag from his host and waited while he climbed aboard. Where are we headed today, Harry?
A wreck, I know, Harry replied, starting the engines. A few miles west of here, just outside the reef.
Won't there be a crowd? The tourist dive boats know all the wrecks.
The dive boats don't know about this one. I found it myself. A coaster of about 100 feet. Looks like it's been there for at least 10 years.
Sounds good, Chuck said. They had been cruising at 30 knots for half an hour when smoke began to drift up from below, just as it had on their last trip.
Harry!
Chuck yelled over the engine noise. He drew a finger across his throat. Harry cut the engines.
Not again, he moaned.
I'll see to it, Chuck called out.
Turn on your blower!
He gave the ventilator 5 minutes to work, then went down to the engine room. An inspection revealed a repeat of their last problem. An exhaust hose had come off the overboard vent pipe. The 2 hose clips he had put in place on that occasion were still there, but loose. Chuck reconnected the hose, tightened the clamp, and safety wired them for insurance. The whole business took less than 10 minutes.